Yeah, thank you very much, Amy. You know, all month long is Osteoporosis Awareness Month. And here with me today, I've got Dr. Edith Cullen from OSMC. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us exactly what you do at OSMC.
I'm a primary care sports medicine specialist at OSMC. So I do take care of a lot of broken bones, muscle and tendon injuries, strains and sprains, but I also take care of osteoporosis. That's one of my passions because that is definitely a preventive type thing. We try to prevent fractures or broken bones, so I do osteoporosis is one of my passions.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question because I really don't know. What is osteoporosis?
So osteoporosis is a bone disease in which you're losing bone quicker than you're adding, and that results in your bones becoming weaker, and that increases your risk for broken bones or fractures.
Okay, so with all of that happening, is there a way to prevent it? Is there ways to not get osteoporosis? How does that work?
So there's different ways to decrease your risk for osteoporosis. Unfortunately, some people have certain illnesses or genetic conditions that can increase that risk. But ways to decrease that risk is having a healthy lifestyle, eating your fruits and vegetables, healthy diet, making sure you're getting enough calcium in your diet. Also, appropriate weight-bearing exercises, such as lifting and walking, lifting weights and walking. Some people have to take some additional calcium to help with their bones as well.
So along with the osteoporosis, and we talked about prevention and treating it, what are the risk factors that goes along with osteoporosis?
So there are multiple risk factors. Definitely people who have poor diets, unhealthy lifestyle, smoking is a big risk factor. Heavy alcohol use is a big risk factor. Also being very sedentary, not getting up and exercising increases your risk for osteoporosis. Being female increases your risk. However, men also get osteoporosis. We see osteoporosis more often in female after menopause, but we do see it quite a bit in men, usually a decade later in their later lives as well. But I do see it as well in young people with certain medical conditions that we have to treat.
Okay, I noticed that there is an address here that they can look things up on the web, AmericanBoneHealth.org/bone-health-helpline. What can they find on there?
So with that website, they can usually find more information about what osteoporosis is. They also educate on other bone diseases, although osteoporosis is the most common one. And so that will give information about lifestyle modifications that you can do. And also, it does talk about medications, but a lot of times they're focusing on prevention. So we're working on lifestyle modifications to decrease that risk.
Now, if somebody would like to get a hold of you at OSMC, is there a way that they can do that? The website, maybe a phone number?
Yes. So if you go to the OSMC website, there's a phone number on that website, and you can make an appointment through that website to schedule a consultation with me. I have a lot of patients who come in with osteoporosis diagnosis and they're needing treatment. And then I have other patients who schedule an appointment with me just for more education and understanding because they have such a strong family history. The phone number is 294-0793. That's for making an appointment.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing a little bit about what you do, number one, but also some steps that we can take with osteoporosis so that we can live a more healthy life.
Thank you very much.